This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Abundant Life weight loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. And before these guys even can utter a word, let me say that that interview with Ramona Shelbourne yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Was phenomenal. Like, she is, she is great.
She's great. She didn't want to leave. Which was
she's great.
Which was awesome.
Like, she is tapped.
Yeah, we let her go, and she was like, "So, what was your favorite part of the interview?" Which I think was my favorite part of the interview.
Right.
But no, she's awesome, and she's done a lot. It was very clear. I hope to anybody listening, man, she has met with and done a lot of work on Jimmy Butler in the last couple of months, and I think that was why it was that was about as inside and deep as I think we've been able to get on anything with Jimmy so far. Pretty cool.
Sounds like not a lot of people also get that access to Jimmy Butler. There's not a lot of people that he, I don't know if it's trust, but he just doesn't seem like the kind of guy that, like, he's very private. You know, he shows up to work, he works hard when he's motivated, when he's taken care of, when he feels like he's valued. And so the fact that she was able to get all that information means, like, she's got something not a lot of reporters do.
Yep. Right, and not only on Jimmy, but also the people around Jimmy and executives and other teams. And, you know, when you have that level of reporting or reportage, Steiny, when you have that level of experience, then you can get a full, like, 360 on a story. And she brought that yesterday, and she was awesome.
Agents, too. Don't forget agents.
Exactly. Yeah. Agents, execs, yeah. Players,
a lot
and everything.
Of relationships.
Yep. No
a lot
doubt.
Of relationships. Yep. But anyway, what she was kind of talking about with the Warrior culture, I thought was maybe the most interesting thing that kind of came out of that with regard to the whole, like, people talk about Heat culture, and you've talked a lot about Heat culture, and people have a lot of reverence for it, but maybe it wasn't in the long run for Jimmy, because
right.
Heat culture is also, to a degree, you keep the players in line. You kind of keep them under the Pat Riley law, and the Warriors let people be themselves a lot more, and maybe that's why Jimmy's thriving, or maybe it's just because Jimmy just got here. We'll find out.
Well, you know what I thought of when she brought that up, and I know exactly what you're talking about. She basically said, you know, the players that are drafted into Miami, there's Heat culture, because they get there as a young player and they either do it or they don't.
Don't know any otherwise.
Butler joined, I guess, when he was 30, and he'd already been a veteran, and it reminded me a little of Kevin Durant. You know, the Curry and Clay and Draymond, they built the Warriors culture. KD came when he was established, and he never really totally bought into it with the whole playing with joy thing. In fact, I kind of felt like at times he kind of denigrated a little bit. But that's, I thought of Durant as she was describing Butler and the way he felt about the Heat.
It's an interesting comp, and also just something that I think, I don't know. I don't think of that stuff when we're talking about players or even if we're talking about anything else. It's kind of like someone who grew up in California next to the ocean versus someone who grew up in Nebraska. Like, if you grew up in Nebraska, first time you see the beach, you're like, holy hell, what is that? But we wake up and drive by it every day. And so that's just kind of like part of our existence. And we don't even think twice about it.
Yeah, your commute. So,
yeah, I wonder.
Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, like, Golden Gate Bridge. I know.
Yawn.
Although.
Got to pay another $8. This dump.
Dude, I did the bridge three times yesterday. Or a bridge three times yesterday. So 8 times 3. But
dude,
anyway. Well,
triple up.
I will say, and I make sure to do this, but when you come out of the tunnel, and you're going down to the bridge.
Robin Williams.
I make sure to like sort of say thanks every day. Every single day.
And I'm glad you do that because when I lived in Marin, like, the same thing. Because you come out of the tunnel and you do that first little 1-2 and then it's just like pow.
If it's sunny, I just
kapow.
I don't know if there's a better angle at a better city in the world, at least not that I've been to.
You're probably right because, I mean, you come out and you can do that quick 1-2 and then you look and it's like downtown to your left and then that first tower and you got the headlands to the right and it's blue sky and it's like, man, wow.
It's such a great view. You better be careful when you're driving.
Stop looking at the road.
It's so easy to get distracted. But no, that's...
I was just going to say, it's actually, I feel like it's better when you're going up into the tunnel, but of course you're supposed to be focused on the road.
Yep.
But there's a little more view of also the East Bay as you're going up into the tunnel. And so there's like a 5-second gap where you can kind of turn your head and take a peek, but then you got to focus up.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah. And you get a little bit of like a little piece of Tiburon and like you're saying, like, you know, El Cerrito and Richmond, and you can get the East Bay where you grew up. So you get a little bit of a homecoming feel as you head northbound on 101 into the Robin Williams Tunnel. And just wait until you get through the tunnel because then it's going to be gridlocked now.
Yeah.
All the way into the Novato Narrows. Enjoy that.
But that's one of the places, of all the places in the Bay, that's probably the best place to get stuck in traffic.
Not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd rather be there than the Bay Bridge looking at those steel girders.
Not bad, but at least when you get to like Golden Gate Fields, rest in peace, you can decide either I'm going to get off and I'm going to go San Pablo and I'm going to like, you know, go all the way through and meander, or you go Frontage Road. You got options. When you get to that spot in Marin, like you can go through Mill Valley and up and over into Corte Madera, and you can meander into Larkspur and the whole thing, but that's a losing game now.
I know how to beat traffic. I can give you everybody who lives here one secret that'll beat traffic.
Okay, I love it.
You want to save it for off air?
Go live in LA for a decade.
Oh yeah, because then come back.
You will laugh at all traffic here in the Bay.
That's fair.
For the rest,
it's all relative.
Of your
I was
life.
In LA for 5 years in college and 5 glorious junior years at Cal State Northridge. The 5 best junior years any man could ever want. And there were a couple times where I had to go from the valley up and over the hill into like downtown LA.
Dude.
And it's about 15 miles, 4 hours.
It's
4 hours.
It's not workable. It's just flat out not
workable. Oh, and then you get off and you try to take Sepulveda because it's like the surface street?
No, four and a half hours. Everybody's onto it. You're just in LA, you're just allowed to be late because everyone's like, yeah, I get it. Like, you can't be late. Oh, why don't you think ahead? Did you want me to leave at 8 in the morning for my 6 p.m. flight?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what do you want me to do? I can't think ahead. Like, that, you just blow the entire day. It's absolutely out of control.
I mean, anyway. You guys are both Marin guys.
Yep.
Have they finally finished the Novato Narrows yet?
No.
Because that can be a bear.
Oh, it is.
Oh.
Still a bear. Still a bear.
Like, that's pretty tough.
Well, because they're trying to do 3 lanes all the way from Novato up to Santa Rosa, and I think they're close, but I do believe there are still a couple of stretches.
I can confirm it's not finished.
Not finished. Okay.
Mr. Windsor over here, which, I mean, Windsor might as well be Eureka by the time you get through... Like, and Grandy, because Windsor, for those of you who don't know, is north of Santa Rosa, which is, I mean, when I was a kid in Petaluma in 1976, there was no such thing as Windsor. I mean, I think it was an idea. I mean, it was like a construct.
What happens first? 3 lanes north of Novato, or Brock Purdy wins a Super Bowl?
Three lanes north of Novato.
What do you mean no? What do you mean no?
Neither.
Neither.
All right.
So great. God.
Well, it's like from the time
great transition. Though, I appreciate it.
I mean, I don't know. Some traffic just takes forever. Like, I feel like on 880, they were building in Oakland from the time I was born. And I think they just finished like a couple of years ago. So I finally came back and it was all done. Yeah, what do you think that Brock Purdy's worried more about now? His contract, the Super Bowl, or Michael McCorkle Jones?
McCorkle.
I love McCorkle, and you've McCorkle been doing it all day, and I appreciate
McCorkle
it.
McCorkle is one of the most fun. And it brings to mind, Dibs, you'll remember this, right?
Yeah.
Like the Trey Lance draft, and this is before I got here, but I made a bet and a promise about McCorkle Jones. Mm. And it was that if the Niners actually traded all of that capital to go up to number three and draft Mac Jones, I would walk from my home to his first start at Levi Stadium. And we had a whole thing mapped out.
When you were down living in Santa Clara, though.
What's that? No.
Blocks away. No, exactly.
I was like, we were going to do like a weekend walk. We were going to get in touch with hotels and try to, I was going to turn it in, see if we could turn it into a charity event or something. Like,
yeah.
Because people were like, no, this is happening. And I'll never forget, it felt frozen in time when Goodell came to the microphone and I was looking to see would his lips come together or not. To make the and they didn't, and they sort of made a they didn't quite come together as it says Trey Lance.
Minnesota.
Oh, I was so excited. Little did I know that neither one of them would be good, but you know, that's the end of the story.
That's got to be about 55 or 60 miles, and it reminds me of a bet I made back when I was doing Christian radio. And shout out Larry Olson, and I hope you're listening, but it was Lance Armstrong had just won the Tour de France, and then he got cancer. And so I made an on-air bet with my then-radio host that there's no way he wins it again. And if he does, I'll ride my bike from Pac Bell Park, 3Con, whatever it was at the time, all the way down to the HP Pavilion. So come to find out, Lance Armstrong comes back, and he goes back-to-back, so... Next thing you know, on my birthday, which had to be 2000 and, Jesus, had to be like 2009 or something. I don't even know how long back. 2006, I get on my bike, and my buddy Larry Olson shows up on his bike, and we ride our bikes from Pac Bell Park to HP Pavilion.
Are you serious?
50 miles.
Oh wow.
God. That wasn't your first 50-mile jaunt, though.
This was my first 50-mile jaunt on a bike.
But you would have another, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So this had to be like 05 or 06.
Do you get to take it back now that you know that Lance cheated?
No.
Route?
Well, it's funny you say that because
you even get out of there.
No, I mapped it out, and the majority of it is on El Camino Real.
Okay.
So, and El Camino Real goes from San Bruno all the way down to San Jose.
Forever, actually.
Forever. To Mexico. How do you get from San Francisco to the El Camino Real? So I kind of plotted away, and unfortunately, part of it did involve us riding on the freeway on Highway 101 for about a quarter mile. I'm on the freeway with this guy, and every time we pass somebody, you know, it was a Christian radio station, and he's like, Jesus loves you! And, you know, people are knee, and the whole deal. So the whole thing was fueled by Jesus.
Beep if you love Jesus.
Yeah. And we made it. It's a long ride now. Long ride. Oh, on-air bets. Thank you God. Know? Am I right?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
You guys aren't of the belief, though, that there's, like, hidden meaning.
Yes.
Side of the table.
Hidden figures.
Come on.
Great movie.
Come on. They signed a backup quarterback for $3.5 million a year.
Two-year deal.
Come on.
My first thought.
Come on, people.
When I saw Matt Jones, my first thought was, oh, boy, did Brock Purdy just take a pay cut?
Oh, God.
Seriously, that's what I thought.
Why?
Because he doesn't have any leverage.
What
if they're resetting?
Well, what does that mean?
Well, it means that.
I actually thought he'd gotten leverage, but that's just, you know, me.
I mean, I just.
Yeah, you hate
I just
show,
refuse to believe that they might. I don't. Here's how I'll put it. I'm not ruling out that they may have a couple little plans.
It's such a cop out. I'm not ruling it out. That way you don't have to put your name on it.
Exactly.
Stand on it.
He did earlier.
Stand on what you say. Stand on what you do. Stand on it.
I mean, okay. Hey, Draymond, I will.
Stand on what you say.
What are you saying? Matt, stand on what you say.
I have never been more convinced of how cutthroat the NFL is.
Well, that's true.
And if the 49ers, for whatever reason, think now we may have to take a step back before we take a step forward. Then you go to Brock and you say, hey, look, we love you. In fact, we love you so much, we're going to pay you a lot more than we just gave Mac Jones. Oh, we're prepared to offer you free coffee for... No, we're prepared to offer you $40 million over 2 years.
$40 million over 2 years?
Yes! Right.
$20 a year.
I mean, now that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but...
You know what that would be?
What would he do? I forget Cousins.
What would he do?
Cousins is still out there.
What would he do?
So is Rodgers.
His agent would climb across the table and punch Lynch in the face.
I wouldn't advise it.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, that'd probably hurt him.
I mean...
It's a Hall of Fame hitter.
Russini literally already said a week ago, this report about an offer of 45, A, didn't happen.
It was actually 30.
And B, would be disrespectful.
So you still think he's going to get
50? Yes. Yes.
Boy.
I mean, and if I'm wrong,
50.
If I'm wrong, like, yeah, first of all, it's not the APY,
exactly,
as we know. But if it's not 50, it's going to be damn near it. And maybe significantly more. But
what is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I think it's going to be one of those contracts we're going to see, and then we're going to need to really see.
I think the leverage the Niners will use is in the years, not in the average annual.
And the guaranteed, of course.
Yeah. They're going to
What do you think, Dibs?
I think that the years are a lot shorter than what we would have thought. Based on everything that we've seen them do this offseason, I don't think that it's going to be 5 years. No. Will it be 4 years? It might. It could be 3 and 165, which would be 55 per, and you'd have about $85 million guaranteed, which would mean you pay him a good amount of cash up front, even though they haven't been doing a lot of cash up front lately. I do think that this team right now is in a mode of being more flexible. I think that they're going to invest in Brock. They're going to give him a big number in average annual, but it doesn't mean that he's going to recoup all of it. I think that, you know, the Mac Jones part is he's a backup. I'm more triggered by the fact that it's him that they brought back. Like, if you liked him so much, why didn't you just draft him at number 11 or 12 or whatever it was 4 years ago instead of blowing all those picks for Trey Lance? That's something that we'll get into and something that I will definitely speak on, but for me, it's not about average annual. I'm more interested in how many years they give Brock. That, for me, is more indicative of just how sold they are on Brock.
Whatever anybody thinks about this conversation, how often have you known Shanahan, Lynch, and Jed York to grab microphones and lie to the public at that kind of a level? When have you ever seen that before? I could argue they're too honest. I could absolutely argue that they're too honest. But they...
Well, they said they were going to trade Jimmy.
What's that?
They said they were going to trade Jimmy.
Right, and they tried like hell. Then Jimmy had surgery and messed with the whole thing. But when they have said repeatedly, we hope he's the quarterback for the rest of our tenure here. Repeatedly. You think they're full of it? You think they're that full of it? John Lynch said that 2 weeks ago. You think he's not going to sign Mac Jones to 3.5 years or $3.5 million per year for 2 years and just undo all of that?
I go back to the salad days of Ronald Reagan. Trust, but verify.
Okay.
No. The other thing. That's what he said about the Russians building the nuclear bomb.
How did it go?
I think they verified.
Okay. You know what that is. Anyway,
yes,
stop.
It's a verification sensation.
Right, yeah, right. Look at you. Yeah.
The other thing is I feel like we never really know how Kyle feels in his heart of hearts about a quarterback. I just do.
That's an interesting comment.
He's...
I think he was pretty sold on Matt Ryan.
Yeah, and do you think it...
Oh, I was talking about the tenure with the Niners.
Well, and I wonder, the whole idea of this being his call, I don't believe that it's his call. And the prevailing notion is that Trey Lance wasn't his call. He was all smitten on Mac Jones, and yet you wound up with Trey Lance. And you look at all these moves they're making this offseason. Do you think that he wanted to get rid of Deebo Samuel? I don't, because what did Deebo immediately say? He's like... That man right there is my guy, and Kyle and I will be forever friends, and we're brothers and all the rest of it. So I don't think that Kyle Shanahan has the say that we all think he has. He has a voice, but I don't think that he is the one making all the calls.
Well, that's the thing. If I heard this a lot yesterday, is that, well, this proves that Shanahan wanted Mac Jones back then. If that's the case, then we've all been wrong about Kyle's clout.
Do you think that it proves that?
No, I don't necessarily.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
All I'm saying is, if you are telling me now 4 years later, Kyle did want Mac Jones, was either talked out of it or told we really don't want to go in that direction, well, then Shanahan hasn't had the power that we've all thought for all this time.
One thing no one would ever get me to believe, and I'm not a source reporter on this, if he wanted Mac Jones and didn't take him, it's because he was convinced otherwise. Not because he got overruled.
Convinced by others,
yes,
otherwise.
No, zero, in my opinion, based on conversations I've had to a degree, zero chance that Kyle got overruled at the number 3 draft pick for a quarterback. Zero chance. Could someone have changed his mind? That's a maybe. But there's no way somebody came in with a hammer and went, you are not taking who you want, we're taking somebody else. Whoever you take costs the same amount.
I'm just saying, somebody says if you're wrong, Willard, you got to ride to San Jose.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And from Marin, that's going to be a bear.
On what? In a car?
On a bike.
On a train?
A bicycle.
I ain't riding no bike.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing that.
No.
I did a long bike ride one time. Charity event down in Southern California.
Right.
Long Beach, 35 miles.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a no.
And what,
that'll never happen again.
What you think is going to be the hard part, it's not the leg fatigue, it's the saddle fatigue.
Yeah. Oh.
Because
it's
what
the chafing.
Well,
it is.
Go ahead and cut that, Grandy.
It's the chafing.
It's the saddle muscle, because what you don't realize is it takes a lot of muscle to be able to keep yourself centered on a bike.
Yeah, your butt hurts.
It's not so much the butt, it's the from under.
I don't even know what that is.
It's the from under muscle,
okay,
which is
it.
Also
John Fomunda?
This is John Facenda. Just north of the perineum. It's the from under.
Oh, God.
I don't know what's happening right now.
Yeah, I'm getting some anatomy talk.
Yeah,
crossover.
Doc Pandia coming up at 6:05, so.
What is going on here?
Our show's over at 6,
question,
Randy.
Fitz.
God, put down the chips and pay attention, you
Say
two.
Say something, Evan. What do you have on this?
Yeah, I mean, I think Mac Jones stinks, but I also think what is interesting about this whole offseason is I think there is a changing of the power. Like, it feels like Kyle Shanahan has less say about this roster, and maybe even Lynch to some extent. I also just don't believe that they're willing to completely lean into what they're doing, which is punt on this season. And the fact that they have cut so many costs and have been willing to eat so much dead money. I think that indicates to me they do want to pay their quarterback, but I just don't really know what he's going to have around him besides a lot of young players. And I think it's risky because while homegrown teams are generally successful and you got to build from within, they're putting a lot of pressure on this upcoming draft and the future comp picks that they're recouping to use next year. And getting cheaper is a strategy, but that also generally means you get worse. And I just think that we were all under the impression that this year was a perfect storm in the wrong way. And I just don't see a reason to tear this thing down to the studs. And now they haven't completely done it yet, but they haven't really made a move to me that indicates that they're focused on maximizing next year.
That's fair. I don't think this is a teardown. I don't think they're being cheap. I don't even know that they're saving money. Like, and this gets all convoluted and whatnot. Like, but the 49ers are not, quote, saving money. They're still going to be paying out a ton of on the dead cap. This is about cash in hand and all of those bonus figures. And will they fill their cap back up? Probably. I just think that, you know, when we say, oh, it's risky to go trust that some young people will start, I think it's equally risky to put a bunch of players who were either underperforming or hurt last year back out on the field and rely on them. And that's what burned them last year.
I do think it's possible that maybe they will pay Brock Purdy because they believe that he's a heck of a young quarterback, and that at the same time, this iteration may be winding down. And the reason we're going to sign Purdy is because he's going to grow with this younger group that's coming in, whether it's Pearsall and Pooney and who else? Anybody? Mustafa, Ayuk, ideally.
I mean, I know you're thinking offense, but yeah. they have some good young players. I think they think Pearsall is going to be awesome.
Mm. Well, he better be.
Yep. Yep.
He better be. Yep. I mean, you've got him and Juwan and DeMarcus Robinson.
Jacob Cowing.
He's allowed to play. Jacob Cowing. And you signed DeMarcus Robinson. He's looking at least a two-game suspension. Yep. Ayuk's out for four. So,
at least.
I mean, yeah.
Don't actually know any of that yet. We don't know how many games any of those guys are going to miss. We don't know that DeMarcus is going to be suspended. That's possible.
It's probable.
We don't know that Brandon Ayuk is out four games.
And that's also probable.
Huh?
I mean, yeah, sure. Sure.
It's going to be fascinating.
I mean, we've watched a lot of NFL teams do a lot of things with what at the wide receiver position. Chiefs have just been doing it for 3 years. Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
If you guys get off the show tonight and want to pop over to Public Market Emeryville, feel free to join Guru and myself, Warriors Watch Party, Public Market Emeryville. And now I'm going to go effort the credit card from Matt Nahegan on 95.7 The Game.
Good luck.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.